You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 164, Be the Sun. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Hippie Mama. Called to Homeschool. So excited to have you here. Last week I talked about that I am fishing for reviews and I'm going to be giving away some family planners this summer. So if you haven't already, go over to iTunes and give me a 5-star review and tell me why you love the podcast and you will be entered into your chance to win one of my free family planners. So you're not going to go miss that. So head over to iTunes right now. Go pause it and just go do it right now. The family planners are awesome. I keep them all and they are fun little journals. And I often pull them up in our coaching calls when we were talking about families and levels of liberty. And it's very nostalgic for me to see what were we going through that week and who was bugging who that week. And I love little things on there, just like quit tripping your brother because he does not like it, or other really helpful tips like that. So anyways, that's been really fun to do. So you definitely want one of those calendars. They sell out very quickly. They're in stock right now. So instead of having to order one, why don't I just send you one for free? So go and fill out a 5-star review over on iTunes and you will be entered to win. Okay, this is going to be more of an off the cuff type. I like to mix it up. Sometimes I'm in the mood to write a huge episode and just kind of go through it. And today I just want to talk to you about something that was on my mind. And when we redid our kitchen, I put in the most amazing huge window in my kitchen. And It is amazing. It's a 4x8 window and I did this huge sink and it's right in the center of the window and it just lets in all this light. And I don't have any neighbors behind me. I just have horse fields and I have this most gorgeous view of the mountains and we have our trees and I can see my chickens and my bees. And I love this window. It's absolutely wonderful. Well, in my window, I've said I have to have a ledge so I can grow stuff. And I've been planting. What do I have in there? I have 4 pots right now in my windowsill. And I have basil, oregano, I did a spinach plant, and I did cilantro, and plus some microgreens. Those are in some different boxes. But yes, I love it all. So anyways, I was looking at my oregano one day, and I was noticing that the side closest to the window and to the sun is significantly taller than the oregano in the back that doesn't get as much light. And it was such a stark difference of the plant that is receiving the most sun is having the most growth. And it made me think of this story. And I believe I read it in a Well-Educated Heart book by Marlene Peterson. I cannot remember. She has a big giant 3-book series. I should have had it ready. It's right here. I believe it is in her Catch the Vision books. And you can actually read those for free on her website. But I bought the books because I love it. So I believe the story is in there. I don't remember exactly where the story is. So I'm just going to summarize the story. But there was a child wearing a jacket. And the sun and the wind wanted to have a competition to see who could get this child to take the jacket off. So the wind says, I'm going to go first. So the wind blew and it was cold air and it was fierce and it was strong and it just kept blowing on this kid. And the more and more the wind blew, the tighter and tighter this child held onto the jacket. So the wind would blow harder and be more fierce and do all these things. And yet the child continued to hold onto their jacket more and more closely. Then the sun said, okay, now my turn. And all the sun did was warm up. And the child naturally removed their jacket. So it's made me think a lot about with homeschool and how often do we want to get our children to do something? Want them to remove a jacket? Or that could be, we want them to clean up after themselves. We want them to do their schoolwork without being asked. We want them to be kind to their siblings. We want them to do whatever it is. And so often we come in like the wind. If we are meaner, if we are more intense, if we are like, we lay down the law, we're more controlling, we push and we do like the wind, all it's going to do is make that child grab onto that jacket tighter. Like, there is no way I'm taking this jacket off. There is no way you can get me to do this. If we will be like the sun and be warm and be loving and guiding and nurturing and all those lovely things, our children naturally want to do those things. Now, it doesn't always mean, if we are always sunny and always warm, that our children will just be like, oh, yes, mom, I'm going to do exactly all those things that you said. But they are so much more inclined to do so, to help, when they feel that love and that connection and that warmth from you. So think about that the next time you ask your child to do something. Now, if you have been windy for a while, and you have, like, this child may hold on to this jacket for a while because they may not be sure what they're going to get with you. So you may need to be aware of that. But as you continue to be a sunlight with this child, they are going to be more and more inclined to want to listen to you because they know the warmth. They don't need a jacket because they have the warmth from you, right? So if you ask them to do something, they still may be like, oh, I don't really want to, but that's fine. I will do it. And it's so amazing when you start seeing those little switches of children all of a sudden being much more receptive because you have stopped being the wind and you are becoming the sun. I had the opportunity. I've had a client. I've worked with her maybe for a year now. Oh, it has been a year. And she's just awesome. All my clients are awesome. And she's done a lot of one-on-one coaching. And she shared with me the other day, she goes, Meg, I didn't realize it, but I don't desire to yell at my kids anymore. She goes, I didn't even realize it. Like, it just slowly was happening. It's so interesting. She was warming her own heart and connecting with herself and God and all those beautiful things. She goes, I noticed it had been months since I had yelled at my kids, several months. And she goes, no, I wasn't a huge yeller and on all those things. But she goes, I definitely had a temper and I found it often. And she goes, but I had gone so many months without yelling at my kids. And all of a sudden I realized I don't even desire to do it anymore. Friends, that change that is coming into her family by just the simple act of her not yelling at her kids, not being the wind, coming in like a tyrant, is completely changing their family culture, their family dynamic, all of those beautiful things. So think about that with your own family. If your children are often not listening to you, what do you do? Do you become the wind? Do you become really loud, cold, dark, angry to try to get them to do what it is you want them to do? Or could you become like the sun? Get curious, be gentle, be patient, be loving. Find out what's going on and those types of things. And as you continue to be the sun in your child's life, they will be much more inclined to listen, to obey, because they know that they are safe and that they are loved. So that is my recommendation for you. It is the middle of summer. It's hot. It's wonderful. Great reminder to become the sun. Become the sun in your own life. Have that light and that beauty and that warmth in your own heart so that it can naturally overflow to the way that you show up with your children. And as always, if you need help, come and join No Yelling Group. It's absolutely free. Give tips in there all the time. Or if you really want some extra help, come join Mama's Members. And I would love to help you become that sunshine in your family. All right, friends, I love you and I'll talk to you.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.